spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately.
Accurate.
From the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show, and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:08, 8 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang's all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. We have a monstrously huge show to provide you tonight. Johnny Kilbasa will join us with a fast food review. We're going to preview the third presidential debate, which we will hear live tomorrow.
Yes. Pizza Hut?
On News 95. Yeah, it'll be live here.
Yeah.
And then full post-debate roundtable.
Yes.
Hodgepodge, cornucopia of goodness after. And it's good because I'll be sleeping. That's the best part of all of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Is that I will be in good. Bed. You two bananas are working, all right?
Yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
do.
We'll be
Who's, what's the roundtable looking like? Do we know?
Well, Chandler will do the pre-show from
which
7 to 9.
Which he's amazing at.
Yep. And then the debate from 9 to 10:30-ish.
Okay.
And then we've got new folks, some folks from the other roundtables that we've had.
Listeners.
Order form listeners.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what about WSB folks? Who will be here?
Erickson will be here. Oops. Sorry about
it's
that.
All right. Chuck's Erickson. Life alert bracelet just went off.
I know, right?
Your low T levels getting low. Put on the Andro cream.
Screw you.
So Erickson will be here.
Erickson will do the round table
okay.
he's done before. So
he's used to being in bed by that late hour, though. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, they put him in a nice squishy hotel. He's fine.
I picture him in bed at like 8:30.
He's a night guy.
You know, like a cup of hot milk. And then he just
yeah no he's a night guy that guy
really
up, yeah he's weird he'll stay up till 3 a.m. getting posts done and
yeah.
then sleep all morning
oh I, so, I figured it's the other way around
no he's weird he's a night guy
all right
he's a zombie in the day and he's a night guy
interesting your life alert bracelet
I know
yeah
oh,
it's going off again.
Before we get into the show so my pre-show rituals you'll see and as you know Longoria and Chuck I log off the newsroom computer I go into the traffic center and grab a pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I grab my headphones out of my desk, and I come in here. So I went into the traffic center, grab a pen and paper, and I pick up a pen, and it's like this. Just
yeah.
simple Bic
regular
gray
pen,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was on my desk in the traffic center, and apparently someone sat there this afternoon, and I pick up the pen, and you see it's like a removable cap.
Yeah.
Someone was chewing on the
Ew.
Cap. Exactly. So the cap, you know what?
People still do that?
That's what I'm saying. Who still does that?
I did that in like high school, maybe a little bit in college if I was nervous.
Not, no, like sixth grade. If you're still chewing on pens after sixth grade, you need help.
Adulthood.
Well, if you're chewing on someone else's pen other than yours, yes.
Even if, who still chews on
their own pens?
Well,
I mean, if I had my own pen,
yeah.
I mean, not that I've ever chewed on a pen, but if I had my own pen, I'd rather chew on my own
pen. Of course.
If than one that's communal.
If you're going to be a disgusting animal, you do it with your own pen.
Right, right.
But
like licking your fingers.
Again,
your own fingers,
disgusting. Who
licking your own fingers?
This is an adult, all right. So
yeah, well,
it's someone in the traffic center. It's either got to be Turnbull, McKay,
right,
Steve Winslow, Floyd Hillman, Alex Williams. Those are the five
I'm gonna say
suspects.
Alex.
I'm gonna say Winslow.
He's the youngest.
He's the youngest. That's why I'm saying it's him.
I'm saying Winslow.
I almost threw up in my mouth when I saw it. I was like, ugh, I dropped the pen on the ground. I was like, who chews on a pen?
Winslow's too anxious in there to be chewing on
pens. No, you know what? Winslow could be a pen chewer. So? He's so high strung.
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if he was too high strung. You know what I mean? Like you go full circle, you're too high strung to do things that, you know, or you're too tired to go to sleep. You've gone full circle. Now you're just awake.
It's.
I've never been a pen or a pencil biter. Like,
no, me neither.
Not even when I was young.
John Voight chews on pencils.
Okay.
But not pens.
Did you see that video where somebody got him to bite that pencil? That pencil? Yeah. That was hysterical.
So I'm a little thrown off is all I'm trying to say. Because people are still...
But you're using the pen.
No, I threw it away.
Oh, you did?
Actually, I take that back. I saw it and I chucked it across the side of the traffic center onto the back console there.
Okay, so it'll be back up there forever?
Yeah. I was like, and I threw it.
It wasn't a used condom. It was just a chewed up pen.
Which was disgusting. I had my hand on it. I need Purell or something.
You're a weird guy.
I'm not weird. I'm
and throw the pen across the room.
That's girly. That's really girly.
Yeah, like
I did it masculine. It was a masculine
did
toss.
Did you grunt when you did it?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, ugh. All right. And then I hurled it against the wall. It wasn't feminine. It was.
I get chewing the pen. Your reactions always seem to be a little.
I just didn't know that this is a thing anymore in adulthood, chewing on pens.
Yeah, I wouldn't chew on anything in this building.
No. Anywhere. I literally
can't remember. This board probably hasn't been cleaned in 30 years.
I can give you some rub downs there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
Get the J Black DNA off.
Yeah, I don't think it's help at all.
Anyway, if I'm off tonight, it's because I'm worried about the Steve Winslow
saliva. They've got the Purell saliva machines by the bathroom.
Those have been empty for 9 months,
dude.
Oh,
go to the one up by Erickson's office. That one never gets used.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because that restroom probably never gets used.
All right, I'll do that.
That's pretty much mine. I got my own up there. Nobody uses that bathroom.
Yeah. You hung posters.
No one goes
there.
Back there. I don't even know the last time I was in my office. But I do have to go there tomorrow. I have to go in there.
You have to go to your office tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's
a storage closet. It's basically
feet away.
What it is. I know. But I never go down to that end of the building.
Yeah,
but
needed to
that's
nap.
It's a scary end of the building.
It's not scary.
It is. It is very scary.
Oh, stop it.
Who knows what goes on back there?
Yeah, listen, they should put the haunted house back there.
They should.
If you go past the office into the storage area,
that's really scary.
Like when I go there, when I cut through that way to my pickup,
that's like Aleppo back there.
It's a little, yeah. I'm on high alert.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to find back
there. Your office and Erickson's office and my office, that's like the DMZ. Like the demilitarized zone.
Yes.
Any go further than
anything
that.
Anything past it, we are on the very edge of society.
Exactly.
Anything past that, man, it's bedlam.
Yeah, it's like Mad Max past there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
People fighting for gasoline.
All right, exactly right. People fighting for Purell. All right, so I do want to, all kidding aside, I want to talk about tomorrow's debate. It's the third debate. I want to have an open and honest conversation with listeners, both Trump supporters, Trump deniers, Hillary supporters, Hillary deniers, Gary Johnson folk, Jill Stein folk, whomever you are supporting or not supporting, you are welcomed in this conversation. There's a couple of things I want to ask you, because I know you are an informed electorate. Is there anything either candidate could do to change the course of this race? It seems like...
In the context of the debate?
Yeah, what can happen tomorrow during the debate from either candidate that could change things, mix things up? Or if you were an advisor to either one of the candidates, what would you suggest they do tomorrow? Here's my thoughts. I think we're going to see Hillary Clinton do basically what she did in the second debate, play prevent defense, let Trump talk as much as he wants, don't say anything, just smile and nod, let him hang himself with his own rope. That's what I'm expecting tomorrow. And as Trump has said, the shackles are off, and they've been off the last 5 days. He's been he's been total tinfoil on his head, kind of just going way. What was that? Art Bell. He's been going Art Bell on the campaign trail the last couple of days. I expect more than that. But if you could offer advice to either of the candidates on what to do tomorrow, what would that advice be? And here's interesting, though. This is why this election is just so bananas. BANANAS. They're inviting guests. So last time,
I'm so glad you're getting into
this. Last time, Trump invited all of the chicks that Bill Clinton has allegedly been inappropriate with.
Right.
Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Jennifer Griffiths. I mean, he invited, like 47 Trump exes. I mean, Clinton exes to the debate. And it was like, whoa, that was, whatever. Now, tomorrow, did you hear who's going to be, who got tickets to the debate? Who are the invited guests?
One of the mothers from one of the deceased soldiers of Benghazi. One of the Benghazi mothers. Mm-hmm. I just had it.
Barack Obama's half-brother.
There, yeah, thank you. Yes.
Trump is inviting Barack Obama's half-brother, who apparently is a big Trump fan.
Yeah, not a fan of his half-brother.
Yeah, so it's just crazy.
Which is why I sent this out on a tweet, and I said, this is what makes him great at television. The problem is he's running for president, not trying to get ratings. This is a great...
He's P.T. Barnum.
If you're trying to get ratings and be a showman and be on TV...
Totally.
Amazing.
Exactly.
You're not a TV executive. You're trying
well, he still
to
run is.
The country.
He's half and half.
I guess.
He's running for president, and he's a TV executive. So he's invited... I didn't know about the Benghazi mom.
Yeah,
that's
Benghazi
interesting.
Mom's one of them.
But he's invited Obama's half-brother, which to me is... how much more Jerry Springer can you get?
Oh, I know,
it's
right?
It's unbelievable. I want the half-brother to be like...
the father.
My brother was born in Kenya!
Yes.
You know, like heckling. And Hillary Clinton has invited Mark Cuban, billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, who...
He was at the first debate.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay.
He was down front row in the first debate.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But he's going to be at this one. He has been getting under Trump's skin on social media, saying he's a Hillary supporter, obviously. And he's been saying that Trump has inflated his net worth, and he's really poking the bear. So that's who Clinton is inviting, which, I mean, again, I can't believe this is not the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, it's not like they can yell out and say stuff, right? I mean, like, what's
it's
the point
of... It's not a tag team
debate.
Yeah,
it's like what's the point of having him in there?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
But who... Here's the funny question of the night. Who would you like to see in the debate audience tomorrow? What strange, off-the-wall, bizarre guest would you like to see in the debate audience tomorrow?
Monica Lewinsky.
I'm sure Trump has tried.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he hasn't.
She's off the grid now, I would imagine. Just, you know.
She makes handbags.
Yeah, but I'm saying she's socially, she is not.
Yeah, no, she doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
No, she is not. And I saw an article that Jake Tapper went on a date with her once. Google that during the break.
All right, yeah.
I think Jake Tapper dated Monica Lewinsky.
Like after the whole
thing? I don't know.
Thing?
I don't know the timeline. It have to be after, right? She was an intern. All right, so that's what we're talking about, the debate tomorrow night. Any advice you would give to the candidates before tomorrow night's debate? And what guests would you like to see? What crazy off-the-wall guests do you want to see in the audience? 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show runs the night.
Welcome back to the show, 10 to 25. 60, why is it always 69 degrees on Peachtree? Is this thermometer broken?
It might be stuck there.
No, it's changing.
For the last 3 months, every time I've said the temperature, it's been 69 degrees on Peachtree.
69 at 10 o'clock at night.
By the way, before we get to the phones... Traffic trooper just in time calls me up this morning with his trip time. He comes in from Bartow County. He goes, "Hey, Mark, 45 minutes, Glade Road to 285, and Jenna Jameson is my favorite porn actress."
Are you serious?
Yes. He was like, I was like, what's he doing? Why is he talking about... Last night on the show, I
still
asked...
I don't understand.
It was
that.
Movie
I don't
Monday.
Either.
And I asked folks who their favorite foreign actor or actress was.
Because I feel like we've done that before.
Yeah, but we've never done the porn actor before.
No,
But people thought that I said porn actor instead of foreign actor. I guess it's...
But the fact that nobody called with porn actress's name...
Because no one knows their names
I mean, there's some people.
But just
out
another
there
person,
do.
Another person last night, my buddy Justin Time, said it was a porn actor, Jenna Jameson.
Okay. I found an article. I think the Jake Tapper thing's fake.
Okay.
But I found an article on the Washington City Paper written back in 1998 called "I Dated Monica Lewinsky" by Jake Tapper. But I'm thinking this is, I'm trying to read this.
All right, read it during the news.
Pretty sure this is phony.
All right, read it and that's, I think I saw that headline too.
Yeah.
Mike's in Atlanta talking about debate number three. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
How are you, sir?
Connecticut native?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, me too. Born and raised.
Whereabouts?
New Haven County.
Ah, very nice. The highfalutin area of Connecticut.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got a question for you. What do you think about these the rigged polls?
The rigged polls?
Yeah, the voting polls that they're talking about today.
The polls that say Trump's down by two in Massachusetts or whatever.
Sorry, the voting boxes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think the election is rigged. I think there are instances where people have cheated. Dead people have voted. People have voted more than once, I guess. Is it enough to swing an election? From the research I've done, no. And it's not widespread. It's not enough to cause anyone to win or lose an election. But I don't think the election is going to be rigged. I really don't. We're talking about tomorrow's debate. What advice would you give the candidates? And what candidate guest would you like to see in the audience? 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center
for immediate
breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert
whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. I am off tomorrow as we will carry the debate live, the third presidential debate. Eric Erickson and gang will have the post-debate wrap-up show. And then I'm off Thursday and Friday. I'm going to New York for my college reunion. So join me while savor the Arumness while you can right now. Are you bananas filling in for me Thursday, or are we doing best of?
Nope, we're filling in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that you guys do that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of giving dude I am.
Buckle up.
Spriggs is like, I can have Rush Limbaugh fill in for you if you want. I can have Mark Levin. I was like, no.
Mark Levin.
I want the two bananas. He's like, I can get Glenn Becky to fly down to fill in on the market. I was like, no.
I'm not sure any of those conversations have ever happened.
It's true. And I said, no, I want Longoria and Low T to host the show. Because you get my show.
That's true.
Rush wouldn't get the Mark Arum Show.
No.
He couldn't do the Mark Arum Show.
Few can.
Exactly right.
Few can.
We are talking, we're previewing tomorrow's presidential debate, round three, if you will. What advice would you give to the candidates heading up to tomorrow's debate? And we heard the guest list. Mark Cuban has been invited to the debate by Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump has invited a Benghazi
mother of one of the soldiers that were lost.
And this is the best thing that Trump's done in the campaign in a while. He invited Obama's half brother to the debate.
That's awesome.
That's trolling to a whole new level. I give him credit for that. That's fantastic. As a fun topic, what guests would you like to see in tomorrow night's debate? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Mason's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Mason.
Hey, Mark. I'm 20 years old. I'm a longtime listener. I like to listen to you guys on the way home from work.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I got to say, I think Trump needs to do what he did on his second debate and stay calm while hitting Hillary with the facts. And I don't really like Hillary, so I don't have any advice other than that she just needs to not, always talk about the... I just don't want to hear the whole sex scandal thing and all this, because I feel like they're going to do that the whole first 20 minutes. But,
will that be brought up, do you think, tomorrow? Do you think they'll bring up the We have a different moderator tomorrow. We've got the guy from Fox News tomorrow.
Chris Wallace.
Has enough time passed since the Billy Bush video that he won't bring up the? I would be surprised if he did bring up.
I don't know if he'll bring up that.
I don't know.
He'll definitely bring up the women that have come out.
You think he will bring up the women that?
I think they will, but because Hillary, I mean, there's no challenge what she'll do, but I'm sure that they'll bring it up. It hadn't been long enough for the Democrats.
I am 99% sure Hillary's going to do the same thing she did last debate, and that is just play defense. She's got it. She's got a nice cushy lead, prevent defense, let Donald talk, just sit there, act presidential, nod, smile. If she does anything other than that, I'd be very surprised. She doesn't need to go on the attack tomorrow.
She doesn't need to do anything.
She doesn't need to do anything. She just shows up. That's basically all she has to do. The onus is on Donald Trump tomorrow to score points with the American public.
Yeah.
I wonder what the ratings will be because they dipped that second debate.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll dip further.
Yeah. Even though it's Wednesday night and there's not much else going on.
Maybe. Maybe a few more people will turn in than Sunday. But yeah.
Are they bringing back that weirdo guy in the red sweater?
No.
Ken Bone?
Yeah. They tore that guy apart real
quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't become an overnight sensation.
No.
If you have any sort of internet
history, they will dig into it.
You know what? I didn't even read any of those stories. I'm just going to remember Ken Bone for what he was.
Oh, he was great. The mustache and the red sweater. Yeah, I'll never
fantastic.
Forget it.
Fantastic. Susan's in Dawsonville. Susan, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Susan.
I heard last night, and I giggled effusively. Hilarious. When the lady didn't understand what you had said.
Oh, the foreign actor and the porn actor? Did it sound like I was saying porn actor?
When you tried not to say it, it sounded more like it.
Okay.
But maybe simply because you were talking about it, and of course, you know, as a listener, I started saying it too.
I feel so bad about that. I hope no one was offended thinking that
I couldn't get what she was saying, and then I thought, you know, she's enjoying her evening, but maybe not on this earth.
that was a classic moment for sure. So tomorrow's debate, any advice to the candidates, or who do you want to see in the audience?
I would like to tell Mr. Trump to stay calm and go get her. Try her in the public arena because the DOJ is not going to do it.
So what would you bring up if you were Trump? The WikiLeaks stuff?
Actually, what I did is I did my own research when I was trying to make my decision because I'm a Cruz supporter. And when I saw what was happening, and I'm old, so I remember... the Clinton administration and all of that mess. And I saw what she had been doing back then. So, you know, I went chronologically. I kid you not, I had over a page of things that she had done over the course of her career and not done. I mean, wonderful. She went and had a post office named while she was in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So what about, like, what was said before? You know, she's been talking about women's rights. I don't see that at all.
No, let me jump in for a second. Now, do you want Donald Trump to be fiery and angry, or do you want him to be calm, cool, and collected?
Calm, cool, like he is when he was on The Apprentice.
I agree. I think that's going to be the biggest... perhaps stumbling block for Donald Trump tomorrow is keeping his composure. And this is his last chance to have 50 million people see him be presidential. Because he might have won the second debate, but he wasn't very presidential in winning it.
And he didn't score any points.
He scored a couple points
because
Hillary just you know stopped throwing punches.
Sure, but not enough to move momentum in his direction.
If he's going to swing voters, my biggest advice to Donald Trump was, you've got to be as presidential as you've ever been in your life tomorrow. Stay on message. Stay calm. Look like a leader. Don't
interrupt.
Yeah.
Just don't do that stuff.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to have to interrupt because I don't think she's going to talk much at all.
Yeah.
Scotty's in Alpharetta. Scotty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What up, Scotty?
I tell you what, man, if you want to go all television on it, here's my idea.
Okay.
Donald wants to have a bunch of interns show up in blue dresses.
That would be funny.
It'll change off and on, just saying.
Just, you know, eight girls that look like Monica Lewinsky dressed in blue dresses.
Yeah, blue dresses, baby. That would do it right there.
Awesome. Now, Chuck, you did some research on Jake Tapper. Did he or did he not date Monica Lewinsky?
He did.
How about that?
Yeah.
This was post-scandal?
Yeah.
I bet she was very popular after the Clinton scandal.
I mean, I wasn't going to read the whole thing. It's way too long. But yeah, and then I got confirmation from Erickson. He's like, yeah, I didn't tell you. He dated Monica Lewinsky.
Because you know what she will do.
Yeah.
Right, oh, right. Yeah. There's no, you know.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, exactly. Wondering. Her phone was ringing off the hook. Hey, Monica, it's Frank from middle school.
I'm at a cigar shop. You want to come over and join me?
I didn't know that. I really didn't know this. Jews Nugget here. Jake Tapper is Jewish.
Yeah.
Jews Nugget. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. No idea. He is not in the newsletter.
You guys have a newsletter?
Yeah. Secret really? Jewish newsletter, how we control the media in the world.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
I was just going to say, I wonder if you're going to get chastised.
You dump that?
I had no idea. All right. Oh, my goodness. Manville Johnson joins us from way back
when. I don't even know where that's at. Hold on.
Hold on, Manville.
Working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
Where have you been, Manville?
That one.
Yeah, to pull that one out of the archive, huh?
That was on page 4 of Longoria's cut sheet there. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, excellent. We missed you, buddy. Everything all right in your world?
Oh, yeah. It seems like I'm back on a regular schedule for a minute, so it seems like, you know, I get a chance to talk to you guys every now and then.
Very cool. Welcome back. You plan on watching the debate or listening to the debate tomorrow?
I'll probably listen to it. I don't really have any favorites as far as either one of them, because neither one of them, I don't really think, really control who I'm going to vote for.
Understood.
I might not even vote for either one of them, to tell you the
truth. Is there any special guest you'd like to see in the audience tomorrow?
How about you?
Me? No.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what. If I go to Las Vegas, the last thing I'm going to do in Vegas is go to a presidential debate. Not a chance. And what's funny, I've been to Vegas, I don't know, in my life, 20 times. I've never been to a show. I've never been to a club. I've never done any of the touristy things. When I'm in Vegas, I don't see daylight. I am
sitting
there
blackjack.
Poker, gambling, sleeping, eating. That is all I do. They're like, oh, did you go see Billy Joel? No.
You didn't make time Billy for Joel. Ladies? A lot of good-looking women in Vegas.
Yeah, you gotta see some ladies now.
Some you gotta pay for, but you know.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
The key is to go to Vegas with a lady.
There you go.
While you're playing poker, she can do the shopping, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. That's what me and my wife did. So that was our honeymoon or whatever. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, yeah, go do what you want to do. She said, well, what are you gonna do? Don't worry about midnight or so.
Manville's in Manville's world, ma'am. We're going to take care of business. Excellent. Well, all right, well, it's great to hear your voice again, buddy.
No doubt, man. I'll take it easy. I'll be talking to you guys again.
All right. Are you coming to the listener lunch on the 5th?
Where is it at?
It's at WSB Radio.
Oh, I didn't know. I have to check it out.
All right.
Time, what, noon?
Yeah, we'll get some info for because Manville needs to come to the. All right, so hang on the line. Loti's giving me the side eye. give me your email and I'll send you the details. All right.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Hang on, Manville Johnson. Marco's in Lilburn.
We need more lemon pledge.
Marco, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Hey, good. Yeah, how you doing, Manville? Yeah, I'm usually a caller or two behind him.
Yeah, well, Manville, we haven't heard from him in a while.
What's the timing?
That son of a gun. Any advice for the candidates tomorrow, Marco?
Yeah, just, you know, especially Trump, just keep calm, stay with topics, you know, tell them what your plans are, you know, not game, you know, let's have a serious one. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Any special guests that would, in the audience, that would make it better for you?
For him, I would say if he brought that woman that said Hillary lied to her in her face about the Benghazi.
Okay.
Maybe that would intimidate her a little bit because she definitely can take it. You know?
I want Trump to invite a guy named Benghazi.
There you go.
Benghazi from Topeka, Kansas is in the front row. Yeah, that would be good. All right, Mark. Yes, sir.
Did you go to Red Lobster again this year after your fasting?
No, I went to my mom. I was in Connecticut, so my mom made a home-cooked meal. Yeah.
Got that new Korean barbecue shrimp.
I know. I've never heard of Korean barbecue shrimp.
I know, yeah.
It's shrimp fest, right? All you can eat? Is that still going on?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is, but yeah.
I haven't been to Red Lobster in a year. That was the last time I went.
So, yeah, it's about once a year.
There's just none near me. So, you know, no offense to Red Lobster. By the way, after the hurricane that swept through Bermuda, Nicole, these guys went out fishing, and they caught a 14-pound lobster.
Wow.
14-pound lobster.
Is that even good to eat?
No. It's the older and the bigger they are, the tougher the meat.
Put that back or...
They did. They threw it back in.
Yeah,
but they took a picture. I'll tweet a picture out of it. It's crazy. 14-pound lobster. But it's not good Maine lobster. It's like Caribbean lobster. It's a different taste. Anywho.
Is there warm water?
Yeah, it's warm water lobster. Yeah, not as good. Exactly. All right, we'll come back. More of your calls. 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 1055. Shockingly, still 69 degrees on Peachtree Street. We need to get engineering to fix this thermometer in here. David joins us in Covington. David, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Doing all right, gents. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Debate tomorrow. Advice for the candidates or someone you want to see in the audience?
Mark, no advice. I've got a secret. I've been hoping for a moment to happen. I've been hoping for Trump to say something that gets under Hillary's skin so much that she walks over and slaps him, and the whole crowd starts chanting, "Jerry, Jerry."
That, God, I don't know. What could he do that would cause a slap?
I thought he came close last debate. I honestly did. He said some things I thought she was going to haul off and nail him. And then I think he should invite the bunnies from the Bunny Ranch. That way that Bill is always focused on them, and she's got to go over and take care of him, too.
Is Bill going to be there? I don't know if that hurts or helps that Bill's in the audience. I mean, it probably helps her,
overall,
like moral support, you think?
Yeah, overall, it puts that facade that they're this big, loving family, and not just a political machine.
Think about this. I thought about this tonight as I was doing something.
Doing show prep.
So think of what we've had presidential wives. We went Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, maybe Clinton next.
Right.
And who's to say that Michelle Obama is not going to be getting into politics after this? She's a better speaker than her husband.
Yeah, and
they're
still super young.
Could we go Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Clinton, Obama? Is that possible?
Yeah, well, sure. Anything's possible. we could end up with another Bush this cycle.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, there's nothing.
It's almost like we're royalty now. There's like three families that run the country. All right, we're coming back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.